This is Confessions of a Book Collector. I'm your host, David Headley, and I will be exploring all aspects of publishing and book collecting, interviewing best-selling and upcoming authors, and sharing insights on books both old and new. Welcome back to Confessions of a Book Collector. This is a bonus episode, and it's a short episode just to talk about some books that I've recently read. One of the great privileges of being a bookseller is that I get to read books months in advance, sometimes up to a year in advance. And I wanted to highlight some of the wonderful books that I've read recently, certainly the ones that I think are worth investing in, and certainly the books that I will be commissioning special editions for Goldsborough, and I will explain more about that. The Fascination by Essie Fox is an absolutely beautiful, glittering gothic novel. It will appeal to fans of the night circus. It's set in Victorian England. It's a world of rural fairgrounds and glamorous London theatres. It's a world of dark secrets and deadly obsessions. It features two sisters, Keziah and Tilly Lovell. They are identical in every way except that Tilly hasn't grown an inch since she was 5 years old. Coerced into promoting their father's quack elixir as they tour the country fairgrounds, at the age of 15, the girls are sold to a mysterious Italian known as the Captain. They meet Theo, who is an orphan. He's been raised by his grandfather, Lord Seabrook, but he has been kicked out. Resenting his grandson for his mother's death in childbirth, Seabrook remarries and a new heir is produced. Theo is left without a penny to his name. Theo finds employment in Dr. Summerwell's Museum of Anatomy in London, and here he meets Captain and his theatrical family of performers, freaks and outcasts. But it is Theo's fascination with Tilly and Keziah that will lead all of them into a web of deceits, exposing darkest secrets and threatening everything they know. It's a render Super League title for 2023. It's published on the 22nd of June. It's truly a remarkable book. I have commissioned a very beautiful special edition, so do look on goldsborough.com to secure your copy. Another book that I wanted to talk about is M.W. Craven's new novel, Fearless. This is a brand new series. This is a very different type of novel to the Poe and Tilly series, which I know a lot of you love. They certainly sell incredibly well. Mike has won two daggers, CWA daggers, and he is a Sunday Times bestseller with each book that comes out. Fearless, though, is set in America. Ben Koenig used to be the head of US Marshals Special Operations Group. His team hunted the bad guys, the really bad guys, and he could find anyone until one day Koenig himself disappears. But Koenig has now been on the run for 6 years. His face is suddenly on every television screen in the country. A woman has gone missing, and her father desperately needs Koenig's help. The trail leads Koenig to a small town in the burning heat of the desert, where some people have a secret they'll do anything to protect. But Koenig has a secret of his own, a unique condition that makes him unable to feel fear. And they're about to find out what a truly fearless man is capable of. Honestly, this is a page-turning thriller, and it is so exciting. And also, I can tell you that there is going to be major streaming news coming soon. I think it's a truly remarkable thriller, and we will have a special edition on goldsborough.com. Grab your copy now. Aoife Fitzpatrick's debut novel, The Redbird Sings, is based on a real-life murder of Zona Heaster Shue. After receiving a vision, Zona's mother, Mary Jane, becomes convinced that Zona's husband, Trout, is to blame for her death. Lucy Fry, Zona's friend, is the only person who believes her mother, and the two women team up to get justice. I love the opening of this story, which begins with a letter from Zona to her daughter, Elizabeth. Usually, in stories like this, we often don't hear the voice of the murder victim, but I love this glimpse of Zona's personality and how this contrasted with Mary Jane and Lucy's view of her. On the face of it, The Redbird Sings is a gothic mystery, with both Lucy and Zona determined to ensure that Trout pays for his crime. However, the more you read, the more you realise that revenge isn't the only thing driving Mary Jane and Lucy. Because Mary Jane, with her interest in spiritualism and her disinterest in corsets, is a misfit in her small Virginia town. As is Lucy, who has always felt out of place following her mother's advantageous second marriage, along with her ambition to become a journalist, a time when women were just expected to become wives and mothers. I loved getting to know these two women and examining their relationship with Zona and their desire to get justice and how this interacts with their desire to be seen. Mary Jane is such a fascinating figure. Her desperation to be let into her daughter's inner world is palpable, as is her grief at her daughter's murder. And for that reason, I love the ending. But it is an emotional roller coaster journey to get there. The Red Bird Sings is a haunting story of love, revenge and grief, and an exceptional debut. I love this book so much that I have commissioned a beautiful special edition. It's available to buy now on goalsofbooks.com. I really don't know how to introduce this book, but I'm going to try and tell you about the most remarkable book I've ever read. I've never read anything quite like it. It's Chain Gang All-Stars by Nana Kwame Adjei-Benya. It's an explosive, hotly anticipated debut novel from the New York Times bestselling author of Friday Black, about two top women gladiators fighting for their freedom within a depraved private prison system not so far removed from America's own. Welcome to America, where prisoners are used for savage entertainment. CAPE, Criminal Action Penal Entertainment, is a fighting league where the incarcerated are pitted against each other in literal battle to the death. Tickets are sold, the rich become richer, the world becomes progressively worse, and our two heroines are Hurricane Stax and Loretta Thirlwall, women at the height of their power and top of their game. As they fight to stay alive, we follow their relationship and anticipate a potentially devastating conclusion. We also meet other characters of CAPE, other fighters, hosts, executives, and fans. Chain Gang All-Stars is one of the most exciting and devastating books I've ever read. Adjei-Benya has created a world that feels so real, and characters and situations that are so harrowing. The author's occasional footnotes, which enhance the narrative with real statistics and facts, remind us that this fictional narrative is not too far away from where we are as a society right now. Nothing I can say can fully capture how important, thrilling, and heartbreaking this novel is. Adjei-Benya has created something truly incredible. I think it's fair to say that I haven't read anything quite like it before. It's an important novel, and one I believe is going to be a huge bestseller. So much so, I have commissioned another special edition of this book. It will be available to buy on our website. Do keep checking goalsofbooks.com. Go As the River by Shelley Reid is a beautifully written novel. It's our April book of the month, and something just drew me to this novel, and I'm so glad it did. It's the 1940s, and teenager Victoria Nash is the only female in her household after the death of her mother. It's a busy household of men, her dad, her brother, and a disabled uncle, all living on a successful peach farm in Colorado. Life consists of work and sleep and little else. That is, until she heads into the village pulling a rickety wagon filled with late-season peaches and happens upon Wilson Moon, a drifter and Native American, displaced from his tribal land. Though their meeting is short, it ignites a spark within them both that will lead to passion and danger. Tori, Victoria, believes Will is the most beautiful and caring soul that she's ever met. But she'll soon discover that racism is very much alive and well in her small community, and those who don't fit the norm will face the consequences. We follow Tori's life over the course of decades, a life of passion, desire, heartbreak and betrayal. This beautiful but harsh landscape of mountains and forests surrounding her home, a place where Tori finds refuge after a tragedy, adds much to the storyline and is a character in itself. Go As a River is a heart-wrenching coming-of-age story and a drama of enthralling power. Combining unforgettable characters and a breathtaking natural setting, it is a sweeping story of survival and becoming, of the deepest mysteries of love, truth and fate. If you loved Where the Crawdads Sing and who didn't, this book is for you. We have commissioned a beautiful blue cloth edition with gold foil. It's our April Premier Book of the Month. If you're not a Premier member, we will have a very small quantity available. Do look at goalsofbooks.com to secure your copy. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Sparrow by James Hines is a book that immediately reminded me of the brilliant novel The Wolf Den by Elodie Harper. Sparrow is a stunning book. It's a hard-hitting, violent and graphic novel with a cast of characters that are exceptionally developed, the good and the downright awful. Set in a Spanish town in the Roman Empire, Sparrow is the story of a young boy raised in a brothel by the women who lived and worked there, known as the Wolves. And we take this difficult journey as he graduates from a kitchen slave to work in the tavern and the upstairs in the brothel. We see him grow from naivety to knowing in a very graphic depiction of life as a slave with all its miseries, savagery and heartbreak. This is, however, a story of love, and although he does not know where he comes from, he does know what love is and isn't. This novel also has some uplifting moments. Look out for the stunning edition that I've commissioned with the publisher Pan Macmillan for our premier book club for May. And finally, In Memoriam by Alice Wynne is a book that I have mentioned before in a previous podcast. I am delighted to say it's become an instant Sunday Times bestseller because it truly deserved to be. A love story about two young men at the beginning of the First World War is at the core of this novel. Gaunt, a half-German, and Elwood are safe in their English public school. The school is celebrating its war heroes, dead and injured, in the school magazine. In a sense, it seems exciting rather than anything else. As well as the war, these two friends both have concerns with their friendship, which neither of them are prepared to voice. After an encounter with a woman handing out white feathers, Gaunt feels he has to enlist. This has an effect on Elwood, and it leads to an exchange of correspondence between them both, Gaunt from the trenches and Elwood from school. A significant part of this book is devoted to the time in the trenches and on the front line. It's a powerful and poignant read. I think anybody who loved A Little Life would adore this book too. It's beautifully written. It's completely heartbreaking, but truly magnificent. There is a special edition available on goalsofbooks.com. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my recommendations. I'd love to know what you think of the books if you get a chance to read them. You can reach me on Twitter at David H. Headley or drop me an email at inquiries@goldsboroughbooks.com. I'd love to hear what you think. Subscribe now to be one of the first to hear our new series and follow Goldsborough Books on socials to keep up to date with our latest news and to discover who will be joining me on Confessions of a Book Collector, your new favourite podcast.